glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners. These days I've been wishing perhaps we had 3 hours to cover all this material, but we don't, so let's get right to it. I'd like to very briefly, before we pick up on the administrative remedy, just read to you a very short one-paragraph email that someone sent me, and it said, "Hi, Sam, great to talk with you as always." Obviously, it wasn't written by my wife. If you give this to people to use, you might also tell them that the paperwork was only a small part of what was going on at that time. The three M's, referring to three parties we mutually know, were in a constant state of prayer and visualization of seeing themselves out of jail and everything gone out of their lives while I was working on paperwork. And then I joined in on the prayer and visualization process. You have to do it all for it to work, I believe. God's hand can move mountains and will if you ask for the help. Now, this is a case of three people who were in jail for about 31, 32 days, something like that, and they refused to sign and refused to consent, and they performed commercial procedures which separated themselves from the United States. They paid all liabilities. And they had the ideal formula: rescind the signatures, pay the liabilities, separate from the United States, do not consent, and have someone wonderful working on the outside. And lo and behold, this registered mentor extracted them from prison. And for those people, fellows unfortunately like Tom Cryer, who used the words liar and deception and all, and don't believe any of this stuff. Well, we interviewed one of these three people on the air. I was looking for that program today, but I'm sad to admit I don't keep a careful log of the programs. Occasionally I have a brief note in the file name. But we had her on. You may remember. I believe it was Sharon we had on. And it was a fascinating conversation because Sharon came right out and must have said five times they couldn't spit us out fast enough once they got a whiff of what they were facing. And what were they facing? A conversion of liability to the judge, the clerk, and the prosecutor. And that doesn't smell very good when you're on that end. When you know you're dealing with someone who knows how to seize your bond, assess you the liability, liquidate your bond, and render you uninsurable for public service. And that, my friends, is why cases disappear from the docket sheet. In fact, we interviewed Sharon, as I said. Sharon's case disappeared from the docket no more than 3 weeks ago. It could not be found anywhere on the docket sheet, and we see more and more of that. So what good is it to know the case number if you can't find it? You either listen to the program and you believe when people call in, we have wonderful discussions with them, like we did with Scott and Tom and Doug a couple of weeks ago, what was that, May 18th? Or you reveal that you are a complete skeptic and you believe that everyone around you is lying. And in the DSM-4-R, the Psychiatric Manual of Diagnosis, you'll find that's known as paranoid delusional disorder. That's a disorder that they like to peg on a lot of patriots, don't they? PDD. All right, so we do the administrative process for that very reason. So we can shift, convert, transfer the liability to the truly liable party, the party who's holding the instrument, the parties who are the payees on the instrument, the beneficiaries of the instrument. And by the way, let me thank the gal who wrote me. That was a gal who extracted them from prison for pointing out that it is your faith that will extract you from prison more than anything else. Yes, good paperwork, good knowledge, understanding, but it is your faith and the power of prayer that will be responsible ultimately for the Lord being willing to protect you. Don't go away.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, my friends. Now, I probably should have done this at the beginning of the program, but I have two very important announcements. The first is that I will not be giving any more law merchant leadership retreats. It was a most unique undertaking. I know there's never been anything like it in the Patriot Movement. 5 intensive days of mountains of technology. We used to get drips and drabs and parables and then spend 6 months trying to figure out what it meant. And that gave us years on the learning curve. And now, in 5 days, you were fed all of it, and then you just had to decipher what was in there. We did our best to try and help you along in that regard. But the last one is this week. We do have some space. We've had some cancellations. If you want to partake of it, please send an email tonight to thenextretreat@hush.com, thenextretreat, thenextretreat@hush.com. This is your last chance. It'll take us a day or so to review your applications, but I am planning to work late tonight, as are a couple of other people who are volunteers who work selflessly on your behalf with me. I'd also like to announce, I received some flyers by email. It's from a group called BIC Study Club. I have mentioned them on the air a number of times because there have been so many terrible mentors out there who have taken advantage of people, and these people are dedicated. I have taken the liberty of mentioning them. There is no affiliation. There, just like in medicine, There's no kickback to the specialist. Now, there may be some golf dates and stuff like that, although I never played and I never did that kind of nonsense, but there is no affiliation. I'm not sponsoring it, but I received the flyer that there's a BIC Beginners Workshop being held in Las Vegas, I believe, the end of July. Yeah, right around my birthday. Oops. Please send your gifts to this looks like it's going to be a very comprehensive undertaking. I believe it's 5 days. I haven't read the flyer fully, but I do know the people, and I recommend them highly. And the email address is info@bicstudyclub.org. BICstudyclub.org. The org simply means that they're a subdivision of the Internal Revenue Service. Only kidding. And this would be an avenue for you to secure training. You have no idea how dedicated these people are. I'm not going to mention names. This is the best in the business. You will not do better. And it's 5 days as a beginner's workshop, meaning you will really have a chance to dope through every word. That may not have been the best set of words, right? Let me eliminate that from my vocabulary. You'll have a chance to crawl through, to claw your way through on hands and knees, every essence of what it is to make your stage one presentment that we're discussing right here. So I suggest you might want to give them a call if you feel you would like to save yourself the years of training and dive into this thing with both eyes open in the shortest period of time. Anyway, the you know, if we don't use the notary process, then we don't have any of those stipulations that I discussed. Isn't that correct? How do you prove any of it? Well, the notary's certificate to me means that they have failed to respond, and every attorney on the planet understands the concept of default, even though they play dumb when it's their default. They have confessed to misappropriating the funds. We wouldn't have the notary tell that to them, but the notary statement might say, my certification will, or I am certifying that they received notice from the maker of the instrument that failure to respond or failure to perform or failure to exhibit a cash receipt would comprise or would be deemed a what? A failure to apply the funds or a misappropriation of funds. Misappropriation is an extremely strong word, and it would mean something even to fellas at such agencies as TIGTA. So that's why we use, one of the reasons that we use the notary process. Now, the simplest way is with a product we call BIC Essence, which consists of the promissory note, simple processing instructions that get stapled to the face of it, instructing the bank, not that the bank doesn't know how, but instructing the recipient and the bank as to how to process the instrument. And there's nothing to processing it. Bring it to the bank, endorse it, bring it to the bank, and let the bank issue credits to the account and a 3-day hold and mail it on to Treasury. And if they don't get a notice of dishonor from Treasury, that's the end of it. See, it's public policy, folks. It's phony. Phony funds. That's what public policy is all about. Fiction funds. If a promissory note is fraudulent, well, then so is every Federal Reserve note that was ever tendered. And so is the mortgage note that was signed by the FBI agent who's telling you that your instrument will be deemed, in his mind, fraudulent. By the way, another one of those questions, along with a notice of dishonor and a certificate of protest, and whether or not the instrument was canceled, might be, are you by chance an expert in negotiable instruments? Oh, you're not, and you don't have any certificate of protest, so how are you deeming it? Are you willing to stick your neck out and deem this as fraudulent when I get the opportunity to put you on the stand and ask you if you had firsthand knowledge of that to which you testified with your career on the line? Anyway, if we think we'll need more potent enforcement, such as in a court case, then we move up to what I call BIC Turbo. Turbo meaning it's quick, just like BIC Essence, but it adds one other element, a foreign advisory, also known as a letter rogatory. And that letter rogatory can be very benign or it can be very potent. Here is an instrument. We're assessing this payment against your bond. And here are the tax remedies. I forgot to mention that with BIC Essence and BIC Turbo, all of the BIC processes, the presentments, include the tax remedies in one fashion or another that we have discussed on the air. And I'll discuss that a little more probably in about 4 or 5 minutes down the track here. But those tax remedies are critical to the enforcement process, and that's why we include them in the BIC Essence or Turbo presentments. Again, Turbo simply adds a letter rogatory to really get the attention of the recipient of the payment. It's the next level of complexity beyond BIC Essence. Now, in that letter rogatory, we may certainly ask for a cash receipt, and we would give the notice to the recipient that if they fail to respond, it will comprise their agreement as the confessed successor surety, so it will comprise their confession to being the successor surety, their confession to being holder in due course of the instrument, and their confession to holding all liability in the matter, which they may have at one time presumed we held on behalf of the defendant debtor as the original surety, but now this is their confession to being the successor surety when they fail to respond, and it also comprises their consent to file the tax remedies. All of that because they defaulted on the process. This is default 101. And I suggest you do not be fooled by any judge or attorney who says something to you like, well, do you think that just because you sent someone a letter and they failed to respond, they've agreed with it? Well, I can think of a dozen responses to that. Well, sir, you did say you're a judge, right? And you went to law school, is that right? And they trained you in the concept of default, didn't they? Would you ask Mr. Jones over there, if I didn't show today, if he would move to default me with a motion to for summary judgment or default judgment? What's a default judgment, Judge? You ever sign one of those? Again, we ask questions. We don't argue. Now, BIC Turbo now comes in three or four different varieties. Not to confuse you, but there are different ways to sort of cut up this particular pie. Reminds me of the guy who sent the pizza back because it was sliced into 8 slices, and he told the waitress, well, we want you to slice it into 6 slices because we can't eat 8. It's all fiction. But we have different ways of slicing that pie. Generally speaking, we have presented the tax remedies with the promissory note. Here's your 1099 OID, here's a 1040V, and maybe even a copy of my 1040, which is nothing more than a requisition for the refund. Those tax remedies are known as the ZYA process. So when someone sends out an email like Tom Cryer did saying, or someone else did recently saying, we did 130 of Sam's 1099 OIDs. Well, they're not Sam's. In fact, even if I had originated that, once you do it, it's yours. How many times do I have to say, learn what you're doing? Why is one person sending out 130 of the OIDs without knowing what to expect and how to handle the letter that comes in saying, well, if you do it again, we will deem it to be a frivolous filing? Why would you send out a single OID if you don't understand that when the response letter comes in, it's an opportunity to liquidate additional funds? Why would we be upset at receiving a letter that says, well, we deem this to be frivolous, and if you do it again, we'll charge you a fee, a $5,000 penalty. Charge it to me now. I want that $5,000 now. Why wait? Not because I'm greedy, because I want you to understand I know how the game is played. And anyone who sends out an email, in fact, I have that email somewhere handy here. Yeah, when you forwarded me the ZYA from Sam, I jumped the gun and thought it was the recipe. Yeah, they did jump the gun. But I went away on a trip to meet a fellow patriot and found out otherwise, that she had filed 130 OIDs of Sam's, and all of them came back frivolous with fines. Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, OIDs do not come back. I've never seen one come back. Your 1040 might come back, but they relish OIDs. It goes in the computer and they make money off of them. That's how they post who's responsible for a tax payment. We'll be back in just a minute and tie all of this together. Please don't go away.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net, or call 903-356-6443.
People get all upset and they shiver and they Welcome back, my friends. Again, next week, this coming week, this Thursday, we start the final Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. To be considered even at this last possible moment, you would have to send an email to thenextretreat@hush.com, and this is the shortcut to this knowledge. All right, so I was talking a moment ago about an email that was sent out, that someone sent in 130 OIDs, clearly not understanding what they were doing. That's why, time and again, I urge you, do not undertake these procedures. Learn from this discussion. Enjoy the love of learning. The phrase "for entertainment only" isn't a joke. It isn't a disclaimer to protect me. It isn't a deception. It's completely on target and accurate to my purpose, to install or instigate a love of learning among the people who listen to this program And from that, hopefully, they will take the message out to the world. And the first part of that message is simple. Own the technology. For instance, I just spoke about BIC Essence. And those of you who are not mentors are saying to yourselves, I'd like to get my hands on that. Well, you have your hands on that. If you know how to do a promissory note and you know how to instruct a bank to simply issue credits to the depositor's account, send it in the certified envelope to Treasury, and then release the credits in 3 to 5 days, you've got BIC Essence. You just have to package it up. Wouldn't that even be a better way to learn than learning from me? Because if you learn from me or anyone else, it's lazy. But if you had to dope it out yourself, like Thomas Edison did, well, there's that word again. If you had to deduce it yourself, you would be better for it in the long run, but it would obviously take you a lot longer. So maybe that's where the program comes in as an aid. But first of all, we have done many, many ZYA processes now. I have not seen one OID returned anywhere. And if you know of one, send me an email. I've seen some of the supportive papers come back, but IRS, as far as I'm concerned, loves 1099 OIDs. Everyone identifies money that is owed to IRS. Wouldn't you like OIDs if you were IRS? And when IRS sends out a notice that they're considering, what is it, a 3176, they're considering if it's done again to adding a frivolous penalty, let me just observe. I have not seen one 3176C letter returned with a new OID charging for the mailing penalty on the envelope, the private mailing penalty, that ever solicited a frivolous penalty on that. Not once, because it's a bluff. It's a test. It's Pontius Pilate. Why? Because there has to be a response to separate the men from the boys. And they may not even act on the refund. One may have to move forward, and that's what our tax, our global tax enforcement strategies are all about. But when that letter comes in, threatening to charge you a frivolous penalty, do you ever pause to ask yourself, why didn't they charge me a frivolous penalty? I've seen hundreds of 3176Cs threatening a frivolous penalty. I have not seen one frivolous letter for a 1099 OID. Someone reported a frivolous penalty on something similar, but he had done other procedures the same year. He mixed apples and oranges. I have not seen one frivolous penalty on a ZYA process, because if they could do a frivolous penalty, they would, instead of sending out 3176Cs. Where is your basic reasoning and logic? A threat always indicates weakness. A threat is never, well, let me not say never. Under certain circumstances of benevolence, one might threaten to warn someone off of a very tragic outcome. But that would be a courtesy. IRS is not in the business of courtesy. They're in the business of collecting. That's their job. So if they send you a threat, if a judge makes a threat, well, why didn't you hold me in contempt instead of saying, I'll ask the prosecutor to put in a motion holding you in contempt? I'll tell you why. Because you don't want to, because you know I've got your number. So why would you use any of these processes unless you own them? That's your decision, folks. And I'm not talking to most of the listeners here tonight, but those of you who decide to use a process, if you listen to this program tonight and tomorrow say, well, I'm going to get on the ZYA bandwagon, don't. First, understand what the process is, and then after careful deliberation, decide if it's something that fits your belief system. Now, BIC Turbo, BIC Essence, and the more complex processes, BIC for Dummies, and the comprehensive process, BIC Suite, all include the ZYA tax remedies as they have been established. But there was a need for something to include the 1099A tax remedies, and those are called BIC Turbo 9 and BIC 8.3. And we'll be back to discuss these differences and how one chooses the appropriate process for a challenge. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. I guess we're in the final half hour already. So, as I was saying before the break, most of the BIC packages not only make presentment of the promissory note, but from BIC Turbo on to the more complex packages, there's also a presentment of a foreign advisory and some other materials, confessions of judgment, and stipulated facts and things of that sort. But all of them include presentment of the ZYA tax remedies. That means that when the promissory note gets sent in with the notary's cover letter and perhaps your letter rogatory, or my letter rogatory, it also includes a 1099 OID, the 1040V, and possibly a copy of my 1040 for that quarter. However, with the spreading popularity, you might say, of the 1099A method, and by the way, there has been a case in which a judge walked right over the 1099A papers. There wasn't before the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, but there has been since that time. So enforcement again, and knowing who one is ultimately the key to success. But what I did was I took the BIC Turbo package and wrote it in a fashion that would accommodate the 1099A process. And I call that package BIC Turbo 9. You see, when we use BIC Turbo or Essence or Dummies or Suite, we send in the promissory note and the tax remedies. But with BIC Turbo 9, we actually provide the recipient with an initial step, a step prior to presentment, which gives them the opportunity for them to provide us or exhibit to us a 1099 OID and possibly a 1099A. And if they would rather not, then they should fill in the attached W-9. And this process is part of what we call BIC Turbo 9. Now, when presentment actually occurs of the promissory note in BIC Turbo 9, it is accompanied by the 1099A tax remedies as opposed to the ZYA tax remedies. So first, a simple one-page letter is presented by the notary, which requests a copy B or the appropriate copy of a 1099 OID, and if or alternatively that a completed W-9 be returned to the presenter. 10 days later, or it could be a shorter interval, the notary certifies that that request was not complied with, and so a second presentment is made, which is almost identical to the BIC Turbo presentment, of a promissory note, a notary's cover letter, a certificate of service, which lists the contents of the presentment, the letter rogatory, and the tax remedies. In this case, the 1099A tax remedies. So BIC Turbo is one step. Here are the tax remedies. BIC Turbo 9 gives you the option of two steps. First, requesting that they execute the tax remedies, and then when the notary certifies they fail to comply, then making presentment of the tax remedies in their place. That's called BIC Turbo 9. When that method is used, the initial letter that requests that they provide the 1099 OID or complete the W-9 also includes a warning that if you fail to comply, the notary will certify that you have obstructed the tax laws. Now, you may want to take that out, and many notaries might not want to say that. Now, the notary is not saying that you failed to comply. The notary is going to say in the certificate of nonperformance that they received notice that their failure to comply would comprise an obstruction of the tax laws, and would also comprise their consent to us issuing the tax remedies. So BIC Turbo 9 is sort of the chicken's way of doing this. First, we let them do it, and when they fail to do it, when they fail to provide the tax remedies, when they fail to report, when they obstruct the proper reporting of a taxable transaction to IRS, we interpret that to be, upon notary certification of that failure, a consent for us to provide the tax filing. So it's a little safer way to do it. Now, another distinction between BIC Turbo and BIC Turbo 9 is that BIC Turbo, as I said, includes the ZYA tax remedies, whereas BIC Turbo 9 includes the 1099A remedies. However, either one could be rewritten to accommodate the other tax remedies. You could take BIC Turbo and instead of presenting ZYA tax remedies, present 1099A remedies. You could take BIC Turbo 9 and instead of presenting the 1099A remedies, rewrite it, just change the certificate of service and alter a few words in the letter rogatory to indicate that the ZYA tax remedies are being used. It's mix and match. It all depends on what one is attempting to do. I also suggest that if one has filed a ZYA 1099 OID naming the straw party as the payer, it would be foolish to turn around and then file a 1099 OID based upon the A method where the straw party is listed as a recipient. The two would be inconsistent. And so, in my opinion, the two should not be filed during the same tax year. For instance, 2008-1-2, as they call it, December 2008. So I would not mix ZYA and A method tax strategies during the same calendar year or tax period, so to speak. I think that would be ill-advised. Now, in all of these Stage 1 BIC processes, and by Stage 1 I mean presentment. That's the first stage of BIC. What's the second stage? Enforcement, Stage 2. Now, I realize other people have 8 and 9 stages they've broken it down to, including this BIC Study Club. I think they may have 7 or 8 different stages. But to me, it's very simple. Prepare an instrument or instruments, and then make presentment with Stage 1, and then enforce it with Stage 2. 10 days after we make the presentment of the instrument, the notary certifies the non-response, and that would be deemed anything that we want that we have given notice about in the original presentment letter. So if we said, upon your failure to respond, that will be deemed that you beat your wife, then we deem as a stipulated fact that he beats his wife. That simple. That Stage 1 notary certification is the key to proving the default. And if you get a letter from IRS that says we need 45 days to evaluate this, that is confirmation of the default, that we need more time to understand, even though that's just a form letter that's sent out and some people have piles of them, we need more time to understand the payment. Well, payment is payment. Thank you for acknowledging the default. So if you happen to have a summons hearing coming up and a 45-day letter, I see no reason why one couldn't walk in and say, why are we here? Does the court not have in its possession a copy certified by a public official of Mr. Jones's default on the payment and Mr. Jones's employer's acknowledgement of the default? Or is the court going to take an advocacy position for Mr. Jones? Would you ask Mr. Jones if he has a copy of the notary certification of his default on payment? That might be a nice way to start one of those hearings. So anyway, that pretty much wraps up, I guess, where I wanted to go with this particular topic, other than to once again emphasize, my friends, that the use of the tax remedies is not without risk. How many times must I say things like that before people will listen? You know, a few years ago, people were using Form 8300, which was a cash payment in excess of $10,000, and going to jail for it. A very good friend of mine went to jail for it. But thousands of 1099 OIDs have been sent out, and we haven't seen any of that. And it's not the 8300, it's not the 1099, it's that we've come a long way with our procedures and processes, especially if you use BIC Turbo 9 and you have a certificate in your hand that says they failed to respond and had received notice that their failure to respond would comprise their consent to file this form. Here's their consent. That makes prosecutors back down rather quickly because they understand. They think you might be willing to come in and argue it in their courtroom. Like an email was sent to me, this was an email sent by an attorney many of you have heard of, saying, these guys get into trial and it's a hopeless situation. Well, of course it is. All tax trials are hopeless. You lost when the indictment was handed down. That was the judgment. The trial is the appeal. And for an attorney not to know that or not to admit that is just a terrible sign of how poorly, not of his ignorance or his evilness, if some of you thought I was going to say that, but it's a terrible sign of how well-trained they are to protect the United States and why they're so drawn to fear-mongering when things don't fit in with their training. So I emphasize the use of the tax remedies is not without risk. What do I mean? I mean that it is a sure thing, a sure bet that the United States is inclined to and eventually will seek to prosecute some of the tax remedy users. Why? To discourage the others, they are going to cull off the smallest and weakest of the wildebeests as the rest are crossing the river. And folks, if you jump on the bandwagon and say, oh my heavens, it's not working, look, they prosecuted such and such, all you're doing is confessing your own ignorance, because they may have prosecuted such and such, but if he knew what he was doing, he would have made them liable for the prosecution, and that case would in one way or another have either been successfully overcome or would have disappeared or would have been settled in chambers or maybe other outcomes as well that don't come to mind at the moment. Again, I emphasize, threats from a public official generally reveal their lack of resolve because they could have acted instead of threatening. And I urge people to keep that in mind when the bottom of their stomach drops out and their heart starts to pound when they receive one of those threats in the mail. You should not consider using any of these remedies if you believe that's going to be your reaction when challenged. Remember, fear is their weapon of choice. It separates you from your Lord. It makes you look to them, to the good cop, for your protection and salvation, and eventually has you groveling as a subject before blackened robes and implements of violence and flexing muscles and fellows who go in the gym to make themselves bigger so they can beat in more heads and enforce what they believe to be the law, not knowing that all they're doing is enforcing corporate strategy. And it's those fellows you look right in the eye, and if you're not prepared to look them right in the eye and say, excuse me, you do what you have to do, but when we get done with this, I am... When I'm out of here, or if I'm not, if you manage to kill me, my associates will certainly make sure that we assess your bond and all liabilities coming out of your bond. And if you'd like a list of former public officials and police officers and sheriffs and court officers and attorneys who have been rendered uninsurable and unemployable, by all means, you contact me the day I get out, or I'll be happy to have my people fax it over to you. See, I don't think these people are evil by nature. I don't think the FBI agents, the IRS agents, most of them, there are bad apples everywhere. There are bad patriots. Heck, we're getting a lot of emails from some of them. The sheriffs, the judges, the court officials, by nature, I don't think most men are evil. Yes, I do understand that the Lord, back in Genesis, called the earth evil and condemned man's imagination as being inherently evil. But most men of good conscience have learned through their conscience to control their imagination. And that's what I'm seeking to do very candidly with commercial procedures. I understand some of us will be prosecuted and some people will suffer, but the vast majority will be adding to the weight of conscience of those who would oppress our children. So you can condemn me from time to time if you so choose, but understand that there is a higher purpose, and I have warned you, and I fully recognize that there will be casualties along the way. Since when has any war, whether peaceful or by force of arms, been without casualties when the cause is fighting tyranny to gain personal freedom? Where is our arrogance to expect that that will be without casualties? And our only weapon, my friends, is to have faith in the Lord and that He will protect us and that He will reward our trust with His love. Sometimes His love is painful. I understand that. But remember, when Christ warned the disciples that there were hard times to come, and they wanted to come and sort of denounce that he was a threat to Rome, he warned them that they had better not, or they would not curry favor in following him into the kingdom. I urge you to remember that. Choose your sides. Do you ally yourself with Yahweh, or do you ally yourself with Satan? That truly is the most important decision before you decide to undertake a commercial procedure. All right, in the couple of minutes we have left, I sent a couple of emails out. I rarely do this, but I think it's very important that we seize on the opportunity to learn and grow from these emails. One of these emails, let me see if I can find it here. Oops, I'm in the wrong file. Said the following. It was from this fellow Tom Cryer, who I presume is a well-intentioned, if angry, fellow, who apparently doesn't like me a lot. He went on to say, here it is. And please, don't get offended. If you happen to be someone who likes me and supports what we do, please don't be offended. He said, Dear Mr. Kennedy, he likes to throw the Mr. around. He doesn't believe that I had to actually earn the fiction title doctor. That's fine. I do not believe one word of your account of the good friend of yours who cowed a federal court and a host of marshals by declaring, by what authority do you come before me, or whatever the magic phrase was in your account. If, however, this fairy tale or some version of it occurred, you should be able to provide me with the name of the defendant, the case number, the court in which it occurred, and the name of the judge who fled the scene to avoid arrest. We'll be back in a moment, folks, to wrap up on this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, my friend. All right, we received a communication from a listener tonight who asked if there are no more retreats, has BIC come to its final stage and has been perfected? The answer is no. It will probably never be perfected. Perfected to me would mean 100% success. I simply mean that I won't be giving any more Law Merchant Leadership Retreats. He asks, will there be a DVD or package where everyone can learn it independently? And the answer, emphatically, is no. And if anyone ever attempts that with the materials that I've written, woe be unto their house. is all I can say, because this information, there are hundreds of mentors out there now, the largest core of training people that has ever existed in the freedom movement, and this is not to be learned independently. It is not about plug in, choose one from column A and two from column B. That is a formula for tragic life consequences of biblical proportions for you and your family, and I will not participate in such a thing. But as I stated earlier in the program, there is this BIC study club that's running a BIC beginners conference, and I believe it's 5 days. So there's training out there. You just have to look for it. Anyway, this fellow, Tom Cryer, goes on to say in his latest email, "I believe you to be an IRS-sponsored interloper." He's talking to me, "whose mission is to misdirect people from the truth." Now, I haven't been able to figure out what he means by the truth, unless he's referring to statutes, the truth being you must argue statutes like he did, or you're a liar. And he goes on to say, "and spread disinformation that would be useless in any defense against an assault by your master." I don't consider the United States to be my master. "Discrediting the tax honesty movement in the process. Whether you are complicit with the IRS in this mission or acting purely on your own as a freelance snake oil peddler is of no moment to me, because the impact of your actions remains the same in either event." Anyway, I've never met Mr. Cryer. He talks to me like we're old friends or enemies. I've never met him, but he has such strong opinions. I told him by email, and I sent a copy of that email out, that I would very much like to share his thoughts on the air tonight and with my list, because I really regret that he has declined my offer. I can't issue a name to him. I won't give him that kind of power to hurt other people. And I don't have a court docket number, because it's gone from the docket. But I can put him in touch with the principal who, as he said, was victorious or routed three judges. I can also put him in touch with any of the other people we've interviewed, like Scott back on May 18th. Was Scott a liar? Was Sharon a liar? Was Tom a liar? Not Tom Cryer, but other Toms we've interviewed. When these people report 5-minute incarcerations, being kicked out of jail because or spit out of prison, or being released from prison, or having cases disappear from the docket, is everyone lying? Does everyone have an agenda? It's not like we can pretend that those broadcasts didn't occur, folks, and most of you know that. So I have urged him to be wary that he's injuring his own reputation, and I ask for everyone's prayer that this kind of vitriolic anger that you would expect from a child on a playground who's been injured or who the other fellows won't allow to be captain of the team, that somehow that can be quelled in his breast, because clearly, he's a very unhappy soul, and I'd like to extend our forgiveness. So after this program, please extend a minute of prayer for Tom Cryer. And I thank you for joining us tonight, and for all the weeks that you join us and spend time learning about commercial remedies right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I will see you hopefully next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from the final Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. Good night, and God bless, my friend.
Men are